101 with Professor Peters.
One of the high points in my career as a meteorologist was the opportunity to fly with the Hurricane Hunters into Hurricane Ivan. So the next three episodes of 101 will be a look at the folks who fly into hurricanes instead of away from them. The primary mission of the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron is to conduct tropical storm reconnaissance. The 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron is organizationally under the 403rd Reserve Wing located at Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, Mississippi. Although the airplanes and people are Department of Defense assets, the unit's primary tasking command is the Department of Commerce. Although an unusual setup, it has worked well for many years. Tropical reconnaissance is governed by the National Hurricane Operations Plan. This plan specifies that the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron will support 24-hour-a-day continuous operations and have the ability to fly up to three storms at a time with a response time of 16 hours. While three storms a day seems a little unlikely, the area of responsibility is not just the Caribbean and the Atlantic, but actually extends from the mid-Atlantic, about 55 west longitude, to the international dateline in the Pacific. Since the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron is tasked to fly up to three storms twice a day, there is a necessity for 10 full-time air crews and 10 part-time air crews. Many of the part-timers are part of the civilian workforce and hold a wide array of jobs, including airline pilots, school teachers, realtors, and just about anything you can name. They come to the base a couple of times every month to train and will fly recon missions when available. The 53rd Weather Reconnaissance flies the WC-130J with a five-person crew, including a pilot, co-pilot, navigator, aerial reconnaissance weather officer, and a weather loadmaster. When a storm is beginning to form, the National Hurricane Center will send the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron to investigate whether the wind is blowing in a counterclockwise rotation, indicating a closed system. The mission is flown from 500 to 1,500 feet above the ocean surface. The aerial reconnaissance weather officer will constantly monitor the ocean waves in order to determine the wind speed and direction from the sea state. The low-level wind and pressure fields provide an accurate snapshot for the Hurricane Center forecasters. Once it is determined that there is a circulation within the disturbance, the mission will transform into a fix mission. Next week, we'll follow up with more information on the activities surrounding a Hurricane Hunter mission. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.